KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Want to get you prepared for all of the different places you could see our show, see all of our shows. Tonight at Jake's, final first round of Fan Phenom off of Main Street in Frisco. Tomorrow morning, Sean and RJ, they're going to be at the Firehouse in Red Oak, 547 Methodist Street with that Cooling Town towel giveaway, just towel. And then tomorrow we will be at Uncle Julio's in Frisco, 2401 Preston Road. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Can you believe it's a week away?
Man, we're talking about that. You're in game week now, or essentially in game week now. And the Cowboys have already started to make some roster moves. How excited are you that they waived Andrew Booth? I'm just kidding, Mickey. But they did make a couple of moves at cornerback, and I know they're still hoping to slide at least one of those guys back onto the practice squad. But any surprise at the movement there, given how much it feels like uncertainty we've had at cornerback throughout training camp?
Yeah, and, you know, I guess we got to see these guys, right? But just doing a little background work or whatever, it seems like they are very enthralled with Reddy Stewart. You know, he was with Matt Eberflus and... with the Bears, right?
Yeah.
And I know he was on the practice squad. I think he only played one game, but from my understanding, they were pretty high on him. And, you know, he may, depending on who's able to play, who's not able to play, he's a slot corner. And they must have thought that this guy was better than the young slot corners or guys they were trying to play there. So, be interesting when they get back into practice tomorrow, just where this guy's lining up. He's 4.45 speed, and he was pretty good at Troy. Now, I know you're going to say, well, it was the Sun Belt, right? But I read where his last 2 years there, he had something like 7 interceptions, 2 returned for touchdowns. And he had, and in the Bears preseason last year in one game, and again, it probably was the last game, so who's he playing against, right? I get all that. He had 2 picks and 1 return 46 yards for a touchdown. So he's got a history at a lower level of being really productive. Now, we'll see what happens, but he's going to get an opportunity. You know, I think it was Minnesota signed him to a futures contract, and then they let him go, so he didn't impress anybody there. But obviously, the Cowboys are relying on their scouting department on, you know, how they graded somebody back then, going into the draft. So I think it's interesting just to take a look and see that, you know, after they spent all of training camp with Zion Childress and Keeman Hall kind of in the slot.
Which I feel like we kind of like them.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And now they thought, well, maybe this is better. Now, the other thing is, you know, you take a look. And when you claim a guy, he's on your 53. But that doesn't mean that you can't elevate one of those two guys on game day if you don't like what you saw. So it's not like you forfeited anybody, since those guys made it through waivers, that you could put them on. Well, we don't know yet on Childers, right? That has to happen today.
Right.
If he clears. And really, everybody that the Cowboys let go, only Tyrus Wheat got claimed by the Lions. No one else got claimed. So just when you think there are these guys, it's like, oh, man, you know, we can't get this guy through, or we can't get that guy through. And then you put them out there, and everybody's got guys like that. So I think that's kind of telling on, you know, only one guy got claimed off waivers.
The practice schedule this week, how does it differ from what the training camp buildup is? Like, reps now go to Dak. Reps now go to a first-team guy. How much difference is it the week of a game from what they do building up to that?
Yeah. So tomorrow they're going to treat that as a bonus practice, so that might not be indicative of what they do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, which would be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in a regular week, right? Yeah, Dak's going to get all the reps with the first team. I would imagine Milton's running the scout team.
Okay. He actually or, good scout team guy for or, what they're facing.
Yeah, or Greer, one of the two, how they do it. But usually the backup gets no snaps whatsoever with the first team. Dak gets them all. Now, they may make an exception just because of the situation they're in right now. And who knows? You know, depending on who they want to elevate, they can elevate Will Greer onto the active roster on game day. So you never know.
Oh, that would be surprising.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they might, which would be very telling about Joe Milton, right?
Yes.
And his readiness to be prepared to be backup in game one.
Day one in the game. I mean, you can manipulate the roster that way. So those are always the deal. And then the other guy, they got Triquez Bridges. He was kind of a safety corner. And, you know, we'll see. I didn't hear much about him, but I heard that they were big on this Stewart guy. So we'll see.
Now, you talked about getting ready for the Eagles. Terrence Steele has been talking about that. Dak Prescott has been talking about that. And one of the things that Dak said is, you know, watching their playoff run last year, a couple of games against us. Do you get the sense, or how much film study, if at all, is taken away from, like, the preseason, especially given how much we've moved away from, like, you're playing your starters in these games?
Yeah, I think you're relying mostly on what you learned about the team last year. And you know, the Eagles, you know, defending champs, right? But
sure,
they got some issues on defense. They lost five starters.
Sure.
So there's some guys that are going to be playing that you're not totally familiar with, or you have to look at, well, where'd they come from? Where did they, you know, what were they doing then? The system's going to be the same. So for the new guys, and there's a lot of new guys on this roster, it's basically, and I'm sure they've already started that, but concentrating more on the system. The offense, you can probably, you know, it's not going to change a whole heck of a lot. So the Cowboys at least have a kind of a hold on what that is, more so than the Eagles have on what the Cowboys are going to be doing, since both coordinators, well, and I'm calling Schottenheimer the coordinator offense, and then the new coordinator on defense, Eberflus, they're going to have to go look and see what he was doing from a scheme standpoint with the Bears. But it's not the same personnel. So there's probably a little bit more unknown for the Eagles than there is for the Cowboys. But if you're, you know, a veteran guy knows that, you know, you better have been studying film all week, even though you had to have the mandatory 3 days off.
See, Kevin, that's why. That's why I discussed the Joe Milton thing yesterday.
Yeah.
I would throw all the wacky packages at them because they'll be like, what the hell is going on right now?
Yeah. Hey, look, and they can be like, well, they won't beat us again with that. And I'll be like, hey, it worked the first time.
Yeah, you don't know.
Well, at least it won't be vanilla, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Or a seven iron.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Play with the whole set of clubs.
So, yeah. So, you know, and, you know, when you look at the roster, you know, the way it panned out, I don't know that there were great surprises there on how it all turned out. And, you know, and I think it's indicative of their kind of concern at the cornerback position. You know, how I'm sure Diggs is going to get out there, but how much, right? You don't know that. We have no idea about Parsons, right?
Yeah.
And so those are things that, you know, they haven't been answered. They still haven't been answered. And I don't know how far you go before you get an idea. And by the way, with this back issue, seriously.
Well, you know, I was about to ask you if you had fiery opinions about
Well, I do, because, okay, you know, he was working out in training camp. You know, he was doing, not with the team, but he was doing conditioning work. And, you know, when you're walking around the tennis courts there, you see things. And sure didn't look like he was limping around. So I think this is chapter 4 of the agent and negotiating book.
Right. So
we've hit a stalemate, and now we're worried that they're going to put him on some reserve list, and the only one I can think of is non-football injury, right?
Yeah, so
because you're refusing to participate.
It is a fair thought that he might be just seeking out.
I mean, I don't mean non-football injury. I meant to say conduct detrimental
yeah.
to the team.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I meant to say.
No, I understand.
And then if you're on that, you don't get paid. But if you're hurt and you're not playing, then you get paid.
Right.
So now they're worried about that, and they've been worrying about if he got the fifth-year option as a defensive end
or linebacker.
A linebacker.
Yeah.
Right? Now that's come up.
Yeah.
And it's $3 million difference, but as I like to say in the salary cap, every $1 million counts. And I'm sure in your back pocket, it certainly counts.
Well, and it could be a big difference if they decide eventually to go with a double franchise route, because then that's an elevated price in
Correct.
Future years as well.
And it has to be 20% more than your last salary. So,
yep.
So yeah, there's a lot of things going on right now. I just kind of warn people, just be careful who you believe, who's reporting what. That's all.
Do you want to tell us anybody we shouldn't listen to reporting wise?
Twitter.
Oh,
just all of Twitter.
Just all of Twitter.
All right.
Make sure it's a name you know, right?
Okay.
Or trust. Let's put it that way.
Okay. I like that. Well, we know and trust you. We'll catch up with you tomorrow at a different time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate that too, by the way.
No problem.
All right. Talk to you.
There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Evan, I do have this question. Do you think that like there was a more discreet way to get on an airplane and travel to
yes!
this place?
Yes! Obviously, you go on Spirit. No one. I don't even think they have flight logs. I there's no way. It's so late. They'd be like, did Micah fly somewhere? You're like, I have no idea. So yeah, you hop on Spirit.
Under the name Pica Marsons.
Yeah, Pica Marsons. And then you'll be fine.
I just feel like that was a very like, hey, I'm a very recognizable figure wearing Cowboys gear, by
right.
the way, walking through the airport. I feel like there was you can private jet it. You know, I have no clue, but I guess to get away from maybe where people that Jerry Jones might know, he had to go somewhere further. And
it was very much the Dallas thing to do. You go somewhere to be seen, not necessarily for the activity itself. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, and I feel like we got about that time. Can you give me cut number three? Because it's time for this.
Zone, Robertson in front, tip, score! Jamie Benn, the captain, completes the comeback!
Now, the Dallas Stars, we've been fired up about them, obviously, for years and years, because, you know, they actually make it to at least the conference championship. Hey. They are going to have 16 national games for the upcoming season.
Is it good?
That I mean, I think it's good, but then again, depending on what streaming service you have, some people might listen and be like, that's not a national game. They're going to be on ESPN twice, ABC once, TNT seven times.
What?
And the ESPN plus Hulu combo six times. So that's 16 national games, and then the remaining 66 will, of course, be on Victory Plus. So hopefully people are pumped about a continued broader national profile, as the Stars have been on the brink for several years.
Yeah, when
now.
You're in the cup all the time and losing, like, you should definitely be
well
more of a national figure.
They get to the round before that.
Okay, yeah. If you're around it and losing those.
Yeah. Or
you should be there.
Maybe the Stars are like, if we just make it to the second round, and sometimes the first, and sometimes not even make the playoffs on a consistent basis, then we'll always be on national.
This is going to be their year, dude. They got gullets and baby.
Oh, I like it.